Hi there, everybody. Welcome once again to Greenlight Reviews, where we talk about movies. My name is Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
Today, Ann, we are going to talk about a film called 42.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who might not know, 42 was the number worn by Jackie Robinson of the Brooklyn Dodgers, the first African-American to ever play in the major leagues. This happened back in 1947.
Right.
Life was very, very different in America then.
Hard to believe when you see this movie that segregation was alive and unfortunately kicking in many parts of the United States.
Very, very much so. There is an unknown actor named Chadwick Boseman who plays Jackie Robinson. He is sensational as Jackie Robinson. He not only looks like him, but he moves like him, and he moved like him on the base paths. And that was astonishing for me to watch because I saw Jackie play in person many times. Mm-hmm. Jackie Robinson was hired to join the Brooklyn Dodgers by the man who owned the Brooklyn Dodgers back at that time.
Right.
His name was Branch Rickey. And Branch Rickey is played in this film by, of all people, Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Branch Rickey was a strange-looking guy. He wore derbies and bow ties and horn-rimmed glasses, and you'd never think of Harrison Ford looking like this. This may be the best piece of acting Harrison Ford has ever done.
Well, I certainly think he makes the most of what we call the traditional Harrison Ford growls and grimaces and husky-voiced dialogue that we associate with this actor. I think he does a pretty good job here.
He really does a very good job. Everybody else in the film is good, too. Nicole Beharie, and I was not familiar with her before, she plays Rachel Robinson, Jackie's wife. Christopher Maloney, we know him from Law & Order SVU and several other shows. He plays Leo DeRocher, who was the manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers back then.
He did a particularly good job.
Absolutely.
Very believable as Leo the Lip.
Yes. John C. McGinley, we have seen him on Scrubs, among other things. He plays Red Barber, historically the radio announcer for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He's terrific. Everybody is terrific in this. I especially like an actor named Alan Tudyk. He is usually associated with comedy. He plays Ben Chapman, who at the time was the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, and the most blatant racist you have ever heard in your life. It is difficult to sit and watch him.
Yes, you can't help but cringe.
It absolutely made me feel terrible. And, you know, I was a kid when all this was going on, but I certainly remembered it. This brought it all back to me. So, of course, it is difficult to watch in a lot of places, but I guarantee you, you will be uplifted by the end. I think everybody should see this film, whether you're a baseball fan or not. Definitely if you have kids. And definitely, definitely if you have boy kids.
Right.
Take them to see this movie.
Historically, I thought the movie did an excellent job of showing the travails that Jackie Robinson had to endure. He was selected by Branch Rickey because he thought he was a super cool guy and would hold his temper because he knew that this particular baseball player would be tested.
Definitely.
We watched the young Jackie Robinson at first playing for the Negro League. Then we watch him going through the minor leagues of the Brooklyn Dodgers, namely the Montreal Royals.
Right.
Once he proved himself there, then Branch Rickey brought him up in 1947 to play for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Wasn't it surprising to you how difficult it was for Robinson, not just from the other teams, but from his own teammates?
Definitely. There were a lot of them who signed a petition saying we will not play with what was called then a Negro in the major leagues. And Branch Rickey said, okay, fine, you will all be traded.
Exactly right. You suffer as you watch Jackie Robinson being beaned, insulted, spiked, and thrown out of the game for no reason at all. You just can't believe that a guy has that kind of nobility. But Jackie Robinson really had that. And he was an extraordinary baseball player, but he was a heroic guy as well. And that really, really made this movie work for me.
It worked for me, too. Watching this movie, I recalled a chance meeting I had with Jackie Robinson.
Oh.
It was sometime in the 60s after he'd stopped playing. It was on the streets of New York. And as you know, I've worked with a lot of celebrities in my day, as you have, and they don't impress me very much. When I saw Jackie Robinson, I was compelled to walk over, shake his hand, and tell him how much he meant to me.
You know, I think we should also point out that every April the 16th, every player wears the number 42.
That's right.
In honor of Jackie Robinson.
Yep.
And I mean every player on every team, even today.
Right.
You know what I loved about this film, too, was that it reminded me of the movies that you and I saw back in the 50s, Les.
Yep.
Straight ahead, good storytelling.
Yep.
No frills, no 3D, no CGI, just the kind of good old-fashioned movie stuff that really speaks to the human spirit. And this is a beautiful biopic. It kind of reminded me of comfort food, the kind of movie that you would go to see on a Sunday afternoon with your family.
Definitely.
And I want to make sure that we all know this. It's not a big budget film, but it's a film with big ideals, a big heart, and a big hero at the center. So for me, 42 rates a green light.
42 rates a green light for me also, as does Jackie Robinson, as does Branch Rickey, as do the actors who play these roles. You know, I lived very close to Wrigley Field in Chicago back in 1947. I was a big Cubs fan.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Jackie Robinson came along, my father and I became Brooklyn Dodger fans and then
good
Los
choice.
Angeles Dodger fans. And so this was very, very personal to me. That's why I love it so much. So I am delighted to report 2 green lights for 42. Well, we're going to be back to review another film very, very shortly. Until that time, my name is Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
And Greenlight Reviews hopes that you will have as great a time actually seeing a baseball game as you will with this one at the movies.